Anthony, and you're with Seven Group, correct?
That's right.
Okay, can you explain Seven Group to me?
Sure. Seven Group is a technology integrator that specializes in digital media studios, content creation, and high-performance computing environments.
Okay, and we're here at the ELAN Awards in Vancouver, and specifically Microsoft is hosting this event. What is your partnership with Microsoft?
Seven Group, having specialized in digital media and working with studios like Radical and Relic and THQ and Vivendi and Disney and all those sort of guys, have kind of developed a reference architecture on how you would build a game, animation, or special effects studio. And one of the major components within those studios is something people refer to as a render farm or a build farm or a compute farm. And what this really is kind of bringing high-performance computing models down from the university research institutions, places like NASA and so on, into the digital media and entertainment market. The resolutions on these games, as I'm sure you know, Microsoft makes some themselves, some of the best ones. The resolution for the games, the resolutions for the animations and special effects have become such a huge compute task that they now require high-performance computing to be able to enable the studios to actually finish these games on time. So Seven Group works with Microsoft on a Microsoft product called CCS. The CCS is a Microsoft Compute Cluster, and what this is basically a thin operating system designed to run an HPC compute cluster, a render farm or a build farm. So how this is used in the industry is that the artists, the animators, the builders within these companies will set up all the information that they need to do, and when it's time to render the job or build the job, they send it to this huge cluster. And this is where the Microsoft operating system sits, and this is where the real work is done. And the math processing, all the high computing is done to actually render the system or build the system to come out with a game or video.
And that makes sense. And are there any specific games that have actually been used with CCS that you could tell our audience about?
Actually, the CCS product is still fairly new, so it is being adopted by the studios right now. And in fact, on the game side of the business, high performance computing models with a compute farm is actually fairly recent, and it's really being driven by the new consoles and the higher resolutions that they have to deal with. So they are adopting the technology now, but you're about to see about three or four games released, which I'm not even allowed to tell you what they are.
Come on, Anthony.
No, my customers will fire me. There's about three or four games that are going to be coming out that were done, but I can give you a good example of where it's been used in the latest kind of rev of it is with a new school built here in Vancouver. It's called the Great Northern Way Campus. It's a Masters of Digital Media program. It's a course that they're running, and it's the only master's program for digital media in Canada. It's also the only master's program in the world that has four major institutions' seals on it. So UBC, SFU, BCIT, and Emily Carr are all seals that you get on your master's certificate. And to enable the students to actually get the real-world experience and what they're going to have to work with when they go out to industry, they built a studio themselves within the environment, and they chose Microsoft CCS for their compute cluster. They have over 80 cores of CPU power, all running the Microsoft CCS operating system, and they've already built, you can see a show called Crossing, which is one of the projects that they just completed. It even has one of the Halo characters in it, actually.
Nice.
Yeah. And it's very high res. It's there's a version of it on YouTube. But
that's all I need to know.
but it's actually quite amazing what they've been able to do with it. Yeah.
So when you talk about CCS, can you tell me the difference between that and Linux, which is sort of more traditionally what game makers have been using?
Well, you're right. I mean, it has been the traditional operating system for the compute nodes. And actually, the game companies really haven't been using Linux on compute farms because the game companies haven't had compute farms. The game companies have been doing everything with their build engines that they get, their software development kits, SDKs, that they get from the an Xbox 360 or others, whose names we won't mention. So for game companies, it's new. It's a requirement now, but it's new for them. In the animation and special effects space, where you've seen, you know, Disney and you know, things like Shrek and so on, absolutely. And Linux has always been the play there. But the difference between CCS and Linux is the only reason they were working with Linux for the most part is because they could get open versions of it, you know, by get CentOS or something like that, and it's a lot cheaper. And the CCS product gives them that kind of price threshold that meets the requirement, and then they have to actually do a whole lot less work. The Linux operating system is open source. It requires all kinds of patching, all kinds of tweaking to actually get this render farm up and running. In many cases, the application that they're running to, that the render engine was designed on a Microsoft operating system in the first place and runs more efficiently on the Microsoft operating system. So we've actually deployed some of these at some very large game companies and animation companies here in Canada, in fact. One in Montreal. When we did a test, they were running both Linux and Microsoft. Microsoft rendering actually was faster than Linux on CCS.
So where can we find more information about 7 Group?
Probably the easiest way to find out, especially about our digital media division, would be our website, www.7gdm7groupdigitalmedia.com. And if you want, you can write it all out, but 7GDM is a nice little acronym that we have, so 7gdm.com. Call our head office, the contact information is on the website, and ask for Anthony.
Look at that, personal Anthony, thank you so much.
Thanks.
Appreciate it.